Now for our story. Belle Shipley and Lily Devon had just said goodbye to Aunt Mary and her household after spending the weekend in Wakefield. Now, with Dell at the wheel of her car, the nightclub owner and the young entertainer turn onto the main highway which leads to Chicago.
I kind of hate to be leaving, don't you, Dell? It's been a nice weekend.
Oh, it had its good moments. Of course, it had some bad ones, too, for me.
You mean Lefty?
Mm-hmm.
I know how you feel, Dell. I suppose you'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, I don't mind talking it over with you, Lily. After all, you know the whole story.
Sure. I did sort of wonder what happened that night you went out to Lefty's place. Was he mad because you went to see him?
No, I wouldn't say he was mad exactly. He was just... Well, anyway, he wasn't interested.
Oh, it's tough, Del.
Yeah. And it wasn't as if I was asking too much of him either. I only wanted him to stop holding this grudge against me, to forget bygones and be friendly at least.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He said it was no use, that it wouldn't work out.
I see. Well, I guess it's the same routine men always use when they want to split up. Cut off clean, the wound heals faster. All that stuff.
Oh, he didn't put it quite like that. But that's about what it adds up to. Anyway, he keeps saying he can't forget that I was going to tell Peggy he's her father. That I was going to break my word to him.
Well, but you wouldn't have thought of telling Peggy, except it seemed the only way to make her understand. The only way to save Lefty from being convicted for that murder when you knew he hadn't done it.
Sure. But Lefty doesn't think about that side of it. He doesn't give a darn about my reason. It was because I loved him and didn't want him to be hurt.
Oh, it's a darn shame, Del.
Well, hon, it's not your funeral. But you can see why I couldn't take Mary up on that scheme of hers about my coming down to run the supper club. Or rather, the idea I got at first, that a deal like that might work out. Lefty would have been furious. But as long as you're willing to take over, why...
It's funny. I'm looking forward to it, Del. I figure it'll mean a lot to me. Sort of a step upward.
Upward? Lily, haven't you been doing all right?
Oh, sure, Del. Working for you at the Peacock's been a big step after what I'd been doing before. I appreciate it, Del.
Well, you certainly paid off. It'll be tough to replace you.
You won't have any trouble. It's not as if I was B. Lily or somebody.
Well, just the same, you're darn good. You know, it's kind of hard for me to picture you in a town like Wakefield. What'll you do with yourself? No place to go.
Oh, that won't bother me, Del. After all, my evenings will be taken care of running the place.
Well, I've always thought of you as strictly for the bright lights, or maybe I should say that's how I figured you thought of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I think I need a change.
Maybe so. And I'm wondering why.
Why? I don't know. Does there have to be a reason?
Well, hon, when a girl like you suddenly begins to act different... Talk different, there's usually a reason.
What do you mean, Belle?
No, just that it looks as if there was a man in the story somewhere.
Oh.
I thought maybe Randy Lane put the idea in your head.
What idea?
Oh, living in the country has a lot of advantages. Well, how about it, Lily? Am I on the track at all?
Well, I don't know about being on the track, because I don't know quite where you're going, Belle. As far as Randy's concerned, we did talk for a while one day. He gets my goat a little.
He does he?
Yeah. He gave me this routine about what I'm really like inside, according to him.
Oh? Well, what's his theory?
He seems to think I'm really just a simple country girl at heart.
That's interesting. Maybe you've been trying to fool me. What else did he say?
Oh, he thinks I'm full of ideals and such.
Well, maybe he's not so far off at that, as far as ideals go. Of course, you put on this act of being hard-boiled, but...
That's not exactly what he means, though. Oh, nuts. I can't explain it. Anyway, what does Randy Lane know about me? He's only seen me a couple of times.
Sometimes you can learn a lot about a person in a short space of time.
Well, I wish you wouldn't try to dope me out. I'm just me. Whatever that means. He thinks he knows what it means, but he's probably way off. If I don't know the answer, why should he?
I don't know, hon. Maybe Randy knows you better than you know yourself. I had a little talk with him about Peggy, and he seemed to understand her pretty well.
Well, she's his cousin. He ought to understand her. And by the way, Del, do you think you'll be able to get down for Peggy's wedding?
I don't know. I'm hoping to heaven there won't be one.
No wedding? Well, but why, Del? Peggy certainly made up her mind about it. And this Nicholas Dorn's a very nice guy.
Well, that's not enough to make a successful, happy marriage, Lily. You've been around enough to know better than that.
But, well, Peggy ought to know what she's doing.
Maybe so. But that wedding's all wrong, Lily. I know it.
Aunt Mary doesn't think it's a good idea either, does she?
Mary's very much against it. But she can't forbid Peggy, and besides, with Lefty pulling for it...
You mean Lefty sold on Peggy in the storm?
He sure is. We practically had a fight over it.
Oh, Del. Now, why did you go and argue with him? You know how stubborn Lefty is. And he's so unreasonable where Peggy's concerned. You probably only got yourself into more hot water. I know you had hopes when you came to Wakefield. You thought maybe you could get that guy to understand, and then you have to go and argue about Peggy. That's crazy, Del.
Yeah. But it was something I had to do, Lily. When you know a thing's wrong, you can't just stand around and watch it happen. You got to do something.
But, Del, what makes you so sure it is wrong for Peggy to marry Nicholas Dorn?
I can't tell you my reason, Lily. But believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
Del Shipley would have liked to tell Lily what those reasons were, but she couldn't. She promised Lisa Fenner to keep Lisa's story a secret. Now, as they drove on in silence, Del was thinking.
Lily's right in a way. It didn't do me any good with Lefty. Arguing with him about Peggy. Begging him to talk her into postponing the wedding. Maybe if it hadn't been for that, he would have felt differently about my coming down here. Now I've just got him riled up all over again. Funny, the way Peggy's always stood between us. Not that it's her fault. Well, it just turned out that way. Still, I had to do what I did. Peggy won't be happy with Nicholas. She's in love with Bill. The only thing standing in the way is Lisa's baby. The kid Bill thinks is his and Kit's. If only I can persuade Lisa to tell the truth before it's too late.
Yes, Del, you really do want to help Lefty Larkin's daughter, Peggy, who still doesn't know that Aunt Mary's old friend and helper, the man who has watched her grow up since she was a little girl, is really her own father. But I wonder, Del, if Lisa Fenner will be willing to face the consequences of having relinquished her baby son to Kit Mead.